This episode of Dare Enough Dark may contain some...
What?
It may contain some fucking bullshit.
Whoa.
Because we're uncensored now.
Yeah, I hit my boob on the mic.
This isn't the your regular new Kills and Chills podcast.
No.
This is the same old shit you guys are used to.
Yes.
Yens.
Yens. I don't know why, but all day I've been like, no, not even all day. I was fine all day. Literally the drive home, all of a sudden my speech went away.
Wow. I think you get nervous or you know we're about to record.
I'm just shy.
Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So guys, September has finally come to an end, as Green Day said.
Yes.
Yes.
I have to sneeze.
Oh shit. Sneeze.
Okay. Go.
Okay. So, shit to talk about. It was my birthday.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Because Kren made it amazing. Thank you so much. We went out to brunch. It was great. We had a whole ass bottle of champagne.
We sure did.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm Fuck always yeah. down to drink champagne.
Yeah, me too.
Bro, shit. Oh, never mind. I'll get Go into on. That later.
Oh, okay. There was a tropical storm.
Tracking Sally.
There's a shit ton of tropical storms.
There was hurricanes. Hella tropical storms.
We, for the first or second time, I don't know, first or second time in history, we used all the fucking
names of the all the letters of the alphabet, and we had to go into
the Greek alphabet. Is that what it does? Like, they pick, like, A, B, oh, wow, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
They use one for each, I believe.
Oh, interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, wow. And we got fucked by beta.
Yeah. It didn't seem like it was, like...
That bad.
Yeah, like, hard rain, like Harvey was.
But also, apparently, a lot of areas were really hit hard.
Yeah, like, I saw on the news, like, hella, like, the houses by the bayou and stuff, they were completely flooded. It was like, what?
Yeah, we got a rain day out of it.
Yeah, we sure did. But, like, I feel like it felt like it was just drizzling, but, like, I guess because it drizzled.
Drizzy.
But because it drizzled for so long, I guess that's why it flooded.
Just accumulated.
Yeah.
Little by little.
It was wild. This is like, what, 2-3 days?
2-3 days, yeah. It was like, at least like in my side of the H, it was like for the first like 2 days, we're like, oh, it's whatever. But like, I think that Monday is when it like really like poured.
I think the same for me. It wasn't, because that Monday... It didn't, like, hardcore, like, rain on my side of the H, on my side of the 45.
Yeah.
But it did drizzle, like, all day. And then at one point, I was like, I don't think it's going to rain like that, like, hard. Because it, like, had stopped at one point.
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah, so I was like, what the fuck? It was breezy.
Yeah, it really was. But, I mean, we're safe.
Someone.
Yeah.
So as safe as we can be.
Yeah. Okay. So things that I would like to mention to you, if you do not mind.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys saw in the news or like online or whatever, but apparently a man found a brain on a beach.
When was this?
This was, I believe, the article that I saw was published September 15th.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So this man in Racine, Wisconsin, I'm assuming that's how you say that, found a brain wrapped in an aluminum foil.
Oh.
And when he opened it, it was like a brain, and there was like a flower in it.
Wow.
And he was like, whoa, dude.
It's very Tumblr girl.
Right?
Yeah.
It had a little flower.
Mm-hmm.
He said, off of the article, he was out collecting sea glass and random stuff because he likes to do artwork with stuff that he finds, but instead he found a brain.
Wow.
He thought it looked like a chicken breast.
Wow.
And then he was like, what? But then turns out it was a brain with a flower and like a foreign dollar bill.
What? Mm-hmm. It was here in the U.S.?
In Wisconsin.
Oh, duh. I'm sorry.
I mean, what do you mean?
It's like a foreign dollar. I was like, whoa, what was it? A euro? A peso?
Yeah. So then like the forensic people were called and they were like trying to determine whether it was human or not. And at the time, they didn't know. But I believe as of now, it's not a human brain. Whoa, so it might be, like, an animal thing. Oh. And someone just did, like, artistic poetry bullshit.
And took, like, photography.
Oh, my God. Yes. One time I saw a girl doing photography of, like, roadkill on Fairmont.
Really?
Like, Beltway 8, like, by that McDonald's in the corner. Oh, right there. There was, like, a dead raccoon.
The one I used to work at?
Yeah, actually. Oh,
wow.
She literally was taking pictures of, like, a dead raccoon, like,
oh my god,
Tumblr.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I wanted to mention was an article I saw, which I thought was a little interesting, of a federal lawsuit filed against the bi-state jail in Texarkana over a woman's death.
Wow.
This is 2 weeks ago that I saw this article. Mm-hmm. So let me go ahead and read it to you verbatim because it's kind of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The family of a woman who died after being held in the bi-state jail last year has filed a lawsuit against the company that runs the Texarkana facility.
Mm-hmm.
Holly Barlow Austin's family claimed the staff neglected her care and ignored her pleas for her health. And ignored her pleas for help as her health deteriorated and she went blind.
Whoa.
Yeah. On Wednesday, which back in like 2 weeks ago, Barlow Austin's husband and mother filed the lawsuit in federal court against Bowie County, LaSalle Corrections, and several of the company's employees at the bi-state jail. They say that LaSalle, which runs the jail and immigration detention facilities in Texas, Louisiana, and Georgia, violated Barlow Austin's rights and caused her death. Police in Texarkana arrested Barlow Austin in April 2009 for a parole violation, and the 46-year-old died 2 months later at a hospital, one in a string of deaths that have led to lawsuits and investigations. So this isn't the first time that people have randomly died there.
Yeah.
There's a quote here by Eric Heaped. He says, "What happened to Holly was not an isolated incident. She is just the latest victim of a corporate culture that sees inmates as dollar signs and puts profits over people's lives."
Wow.
Yeah. So apparently she had arrived at the jail with serious health conditions, including HIV, but normal vital signs and full mobility. But she allegedly left blind, emaciated, and barely able to move. And, like, if you see the pictures of what she looked like before she went and, like, what she was looking like in the hospital, it's kind of insane.
Wow.
Her condition worsened, and by mid-May, she was placed on medical observation. The lawsuit describes hours of surveillance.
You're scared of aliens.
I am. The lawsuit describes hours of surveillance. of her being in her cell, growing sicker, and, like, she was, like, writhing in pain and calling for help. By June, she was so weak and blind, she allegedly struggled to reach and find the food and the water the guard slid through a slot in her cell door.
Wow.
The lawsuit states she had began soiling herself and took on the appearance of a starving prisoner of war. And then they say, like, day by day, she just got worse, and she called for help. She tried to get their attention, and no one would come to her aid. According to the lawsuit, she died of sepsis, meningitis, HIV, AIDS, and accelerated hypertension on June 17th.
Oh, wow.
Her death came 2 months after LaSalle reached an undisclosed settlement with the family of a man who died at the same jail in 2015.
Oh, shit.
That lawsuit, which also brought by Heaped, claimed company employees deprived Michael Sabby, the man that died, of medication and treatment for his heart disease, diabetes, and other medical conditions.
Oh.
That's kind of insane.
That it?
Yes.
That is cited.
Cited. That came from the Arc LaTex homepage.
Great. Excellent. So you
Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas.
Oh!
Loves it.
Oh, we should cover the Texarkana killings.
That's a thing?
Yeah, the Phantom?
The Phantom.
Yeah, like there's a guy with like a fucking like KKK mask, like a hood. Whoa. And he'd kill like young couples like parked on Lover's Lane, and he'd shoot them. And
oh my God.
One time, or I know it happened like multiple times, but I think one of the first murders, like he like pulled them both out and he shot the guy and raped the girl and then shot her. And then there was like in the 50s, I think that's that happened in the 50s and it maybe 80s, 70s, a movie came out and like it exaggerated the death. So mm-hmm. like people were like, wah. And then another movie was made like this decade. No, not this decade. We just started this decade.
Whoa.
Last decade, I think. It was pretty good. It was on Amazon.
Wow. Yeah. I want to watch it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's fucking watch it, bro.
Yeah. Date night.
Yes. One thing that I did want to bring up, just because we've been mentioning it since we started back up again, great, now I'm fucking doing it.
God damn it.
In the Vanessa Guillen murder, I haven't heard anything, honestly.
I like how you just revved up.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. I haven't heard anything on the murder case, but... a new act was introduced, the I Am Vanessa Guillen Act, which will make, like, sexual harassment a crime within the Uniform Code of Military Justice and move prosecution decisions of sexual assault and harassment cases out of the military chain of command, according to the bill's sponsors.
Wow.
And this is from CNN Politics. So, basically... The bill has 73 sponsors already, both Democrat and Republican. But basically, like, this is going to be a big step for, like, how the military takes care of, like, sexual harassment allegations, makes sure that, like, someone else properly, like, vetted will actually look into these instead of, like, mm-hmm. the military... someone that's fucking sexually assaulting someone in the military and then goes to someone else is like, hey, cover for me, like shit like that. And it's honestly like so fucked up that like you have to die to make a change, you know?
Honestly, like, that's terrible. You have to die to make a change. Quote it. Copyright that.
It's like, this is like the third proverb of Kills and Chills.
God, honestly. We're like, we should make a Bible.
Yes.
Is that disrespectful? Because honestly,
might be.
I don't care.
Whoa, calm down.
I can't. I'm on a rant.
I'm fucking dead. As far as like the episodes for this month, guys, talk to us. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, we're like literally talking to ourselves. The like rare times we do post.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly,
like. Say something. Good Lord.
I'm giving up on you.
Say something. I'm giving up on you.
Oh, fucking
that is the theme of today, this month.
Yes. It was September, you know?
Yeah.
Speaking of, let me fucking talk about the episodes that we covered this month, since you guys won't do it. When you were mentioning the Goatman's Bridge and how his name was, like, Washburn,
uh-huh.
it, like, made me think of the tunnel that we have here, the Washburn Tunnel.
Uh-huh.
Have you, like, ever been to it?
No.
It's scary. It's a little scary.
Is it? Is it a real tunnel? Where is it?
Yeah, it's a tunnel. It, like, connects Baytown and Pasadena.
Oh.
Yeah. We should fucking take a drive through there.
Yeah.
It's a little scary. To me.
I love scary.
I used to drive through it with my dad,
mm-hmm.
but... I had to drive through it, I think, the second time I went to, like, I drove to work on my own. Remember when I told you I got lost?
Yes.
I was able to get off the fucking, the freeway before it charged me because I was accidentally on the beltway.
I'm dead.
And then, like, I have parked my car at, like, a gas station and I charged my phone and I was finally able to, like, see where I was. I was in fucking Baytown.
I'm fucking dead.
I was like, ooh.
Not sure how that happened.
I don't know either. And then, so I was in Baytown, so I eventually had to, since I put on the map that I didn't want to be taken through tolls because I didn't have my easy tag yet, it took me through the Washburn Tunnel. And it was so nervousing. It's just dark. And then the car, it's just like one lane.
Ew.
Like one lane going.
Like to and fro?
Yeah. And so like, it was like right like next to me. It was just... No,
that
I didn't
sounds
like it.
So scary.
It was.
I'm down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Another thing, I don't think we've mentioned him before, but the Elijah McClain case that's been going around, I know it was really big on Twitter.
There was a bunch about that.
Yeah, a lot of people were very upset about it, honestly, because he looked like such a sweet kid. And, like,
you just... He played violin to kitties.
Yeah. And it's just, it's so sad, especially watching those videos, like, of him playing the violin to the little orphan cats without a home. And then him, like, interacting with, like, I think it was his coworkers. They're giving him, like a birthday party.
He looked like a ray of sunshine.
He honestly did. He looked like so wholesome and it's not that like, oh, like only like we only feel bad for people that seem wholesome, but
it's like no,
it's like everyone, but especially this kid. He just looked like a kid.
Yeah, he really did. He looked he just looked very innocent.
Anyway, so what it seems that
waiting.
My thing fucking...
Barnes is here.
Oh, she's here?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, I've been signing, especially this year, a lot of petitions.
Oh, yeah. Tons.
So many. Like, I didn't even know that it would eventually, like, ask you for fucking the CAPTCHA thing, that to see if you're a robot, but I've been signing them, and I signed one with him.
Yeah.
And then this month, I got an update on the 15th of this month, and in the article, it was the change.org one. They're like, yesterday, so September 14th, the Aurora City Council voted a ban on the use of ketamine.
Good.
Which is the drug that they injected in him and eventually killed him.
Horse tranquilizer.
Yeah, it's all fucking, that's what Carla Homolka used on her sister, bro.
Yeah, it's fucked.
Or I don't know if it was this one in particular, but I know it was horse tranquilizer.
Yeah.
But so they banned it for now, though. So until the city concludes its investigation, though, it's banned.
Right.
And so, like, they'll just keep, investigating. I don't know what they're investigating. Yeah, like, what, it kill him? It killed him. He's dead. He's not here anymore.
There's body cam footage of the whole thing. What else do you need?
Oh, God. But, again, a case of you have to die to fucking...
make a difference.
Yeah. It's like, come on.
The stupidity of this country... has gotten a little out of hand.
Honestly.
I mean, I'm sure it was always there, but now it's just outwards.
Mm-hmm.
Please stop.
And his killers are still, like...
they're still roaming?
Yeah, the guys, they haven't fucking faced the consequences for fucking killing this poor boy.
Which, I know we didn't have this on the itinerary, but let's talk about Breonna Taylor real quick.
Sure.
Recently, it was said that her family did get, like, a settlement amount because of her death or whatever. Or what, it's the not or whatever, but that's just how I talk.
Yeah.
But the cops that were, like, indicted or whatever, they're not even being charged for the murder. No, they're being charged for the bullets missed.
For property damage. Yes. That's what they're being, like, charged
for.
What
good does that do?
That's, guys.
Please. Use big brain. Because y'all are not using it.
It's like, how many... guys.
How many more people have to die for people to wake up?
Like, I mean, at this point, like, she wasn't doing anything. She was literally sleeping. She was
asleep. And you know, they recently did... I don't know if it was the same, like, circumstance, but they recently did this to another girl that was in college.
Yes. Like, her white roommates, they all, like...
they called the police on her.
And, like, the girl was sleeping. She wasn't doing anything. She was sleeping, and then, like, fucking a shit ton of police officers. Yeah, like, SWAT, like, showed up and, like, pointed guns at her. Like, this is a kid.
She's asleep, bro.
This is a kid. Ah. Oh, come on. Well, it's not Kills and Chills unless we have fucking...
truth.
But it's like, hello?
It's like, how do you guys not understand that calling the police on someone of color, specifically...
And black people of color.
It's not a good idea. For what? Even if it's a prank. That's a shitty fucking prank.
They could end up dead.
Yeah.
That's not a common sense type of
prank.
Like, honestly, you're just not funny.
No, it's not funny. Get a fucking life. Get better humor, because clearly your shit's not good. God, people make me mad. I'm honestly heated now.
Damn.
Whew.
It's just, God.
Okay. Anyway, don't be dumb. Thanks.
Yes. Thank you. we're supposed to be talking about the episodes.
Yes.
But no, that's okay. That shit needed to be said.
It did.
So back to our Laura Ayala case. I just don't call her Laura.
Yeah.
But Laura Ayala case.
Right.
So I wanted to bring up, since it's a new episode and we don't have the old episode up anymore.
I put it in the archive.
Yeah, I put it in the archive.
You put all of them?
No, just that one.
Oh, because I was like, I don't even know how to do that.
Yeah, I can show you. Okay. But, I mean, yeah, it's in the archive now. So, yeah, that episode is in the archive. So, I know we did, like, I skipped over, like, a few of the points that we made in the last one that wasn't necessarily, like, for the actual case. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about how the bodies of Capulin and what was your name? Roxana Capulin and Maria Rangel, her, yes. And then the other girl that was Alvaro, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes. The other 15-year-old girl, all of their bodies were found.
Mm-hmm.
They were found. So, obviously, they weren't, like, doing, like, a big job to maybe conceal them. Or if they were, it was, like, an easily, like, they were easily found.
Mm-hmm.
So, where the fuck did they put Laura?
I think she got trafficked.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah, you brought that point up last time. And the only, well, I mean, these guys were, like, in the country illegally. They were working here illegally. So, the only thing I can think of maybe they passed her on to someone else.
Maybe.
And, like, that had connections to, like, their home countries. Because they were from
different places.
Yeah, they're from Central America. Mm. They were, like, one of them was from Honduras. But I don't know the other ones. But where the fuck is she?
Yeah.
It's, like, I think about her, like, almost, like, every other month. Like... in, like, the back of my head, she's always there. So, it's, like, when are we going to bring her home?
Yeah. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. It's upsetting. What other episode did we cover? We did that one.
The Goatman Bridge?
It was in the same one.
Yeah.
Yeah. What other episode did we cover?
I thought that was all we did.
No, we should have had another episode.
Let me... I don't think so.
We couldn't have had just one episode and then...
Bro, I think we did.
No way.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know why you don't believe me.
Look, I want to believe you, but at this point, it's just too many lies with you.
Johan Otto.
Oh, yeah.
La Pascualita.
Oh, okay. I think we briefly talked about them.
Yeah.
In last episode, but that dude was fucked.
Yeah, for real.
He was just, like, trying to make an easy buck, honestly. That was a good episode, though.
It was a good episode, yes. Yeah. I can agree. I can attest.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you. God. The Pascualita, I've been thinking about that, though.
Tell me your thoughts.
Like, it looks too realistic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like...
Is she embalmed?
Right?
Preserved?
Or was she, like, not a mannequin, but, like...
A sculpture?
Yes, like a work of art. Like, someone, like, literally, like, was like, oh, let me make, like... Maybe they made her in the image of the daughter. Oh, that could be it.
That could be debunked. It, but also, I don't know.
You think so?
But then remember that someone commented on one of our posts saying that she's not there anymore.
Oh, yeah, go read it.
Okay.
See, we ask for people to interact and then we forget.
God, this is why we're not appreciated.
Honestly.
Where is it?
It's on our Instagram now?
Yes. I got it.
Okay.
We had a comment on Instagram. I'm not going to say their at because, I mean...
We didn't get permission.
Yeah. So it says, oh my God, I live in Chihuahua where the Pascualita lived. The store she was in near my high school and I fucking fucked that whole thing up. The store she was in was near my high school and I would see her every day when I drove by. She looked really real. Sadly, like 2 years ago, the store lent her to some museum exhibit in Mexico City and she disappeared. No one knows what happened and she got replaced by some fake ass lookalike. Rip Pascualita. She was a real one.
I'm dead.
So I wish I would have known that when we did the episode.
Yeah, like honestly, because I was like, it's like we should go visit her.
But isn't that weird that she disappeared?
I feel like maybe she's, like, a big deal, like...
What if she gets, like, thrown around, like, the fucking...
Oh my god! The thief that...
The couldn't stop could, thieving? Yeah. I don't know.
What did we call that episode? The thief that...
Oh my god, the thief that wouldn't quit or something.
I think so.
But like, he got strewn about everywhere.
Yeah, for real. That poor dude is just trying to rest in peace, and they wouldn't let him.
They really wouldn't let him.
What if, like, the Pascualita is, like, Annabelle?
She went to visit Annabelle?
Yeah. What if they're all on vacation?
Oh my god, it would make sense.
They went to Disney and we didn't.
Damn, they got the trip that we deserved.
Oh my god.
This is fucked. I hate this.
We didn't even talk about it. Did we talk about that? Because we weren't recording at the time.
No.
That I think maybe I mentioned it.
We were going to go to Florida?
Yeah. I think maybe. I don't know. I don't remember. Because I remember buying the tickets like in January. Mm-hmm. So we're supposed to go to Orlando. We're supposed to go to Disney, Universal, and then we're going to go to Siesta Key.
Yes.
And the whole time, like, Corona was, like, barely new. It was just starting. We're like, I mean, it's whatever. Like, I mean, we'll still go. Fuck it. Yeah,
we kept waiting until the very last minute.
To cancel the tickets. And then, boom, Disney fucking closed. Boom. Or a fucking Universal closed. Yeah. I'm so upset. We still took the fucking vacation, but I mean.
Like, we got robbed.
I was in my house drinking, vibing.
I had the worst week of my life because I wasn't drinking or vibing.
You weren't?
No.
That week?
That week I was not. I was miserable that week.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, yeah. Yes. I remember. I remember now. You didn't want to partake.
No.
But I mean, yeah, it was honestly, I spiraled. I spiraled hard. That's when I got back on my weeb shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's when fucking.
Wow, look at that.
I know, for real. I was just like, wow. Speaking of which, weeb shit.
Weeb a hit.
Yeah. My Hero Academia. Chapters 284 and 285. What the fuck, man? Oh, my God. Hit up my fucking DMs. My, not kills and chills.
My basilic.
It's like, oh, God. It's just, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Dan has a lot of weeb knowledge. So mm-hmm. If you ever want to talk to her about, like, anime or whatever, hit her up.
Yes, thank you. Damon underscore beast.
Yes.
Okay. I know you took a trip, though.
Yes.
What's up with that?
Let me tell you.
Tell me.
So, Mercedes and I took a trip to, it was called Red Rock, Texas. Mm-hmm. And we thought, let's do cottage core. Let's fucking go to a fucking cottage, have a relaxing weekend. Fun as fuck. Mm-hmm. So we get there. We drive there. It's fine. Everything's chill. We get there. It's a dirt road that takes you to the farm. Mm-hmm.
Can I just interrupt you real quick? You thought you were going to have a chill ass weekend, but then you said to me like 2-3 days before, there's no Wi-Fi.
There's no Wi-Fi.
There's no Wi-Fi. There was no kitchen.
No, for there you was to cook. No Wi-Fi. There was no kitchen. There was no TV.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, proceed.
Proceed.
Tell us how it went on your dirt road.
Yes, the dirt road is scary. Mm-hmm. We get there. We meet the host. Everything's trill. We get to the cottage, and he comes, like, he takes us inside. And as he's talking, explaining to us the rules of the thing, I'm looking at the ground, and there are bugs. There's something crawling on the floor. There are daddy long legs on the wall. There are things that I have never even seen in my entire life. And as he's talking, I'm just staring at them because I know one of them's going to try to attack me. And I have to keep eye to know where they are. Mm-hmm. So finally, he, like, tells us, like, okay, so it had, the house was, the cottage was made of glass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the entire thing?
Basically.
Wow, okay.
There was, like, a door in the restroom. Everything was, like, very glass.
Wow.
And the, in front, there was, like I said, there was no kitchen. It was literally just a bedroom. Mm-hmm. And this bedroom has, like, a garage door made of glass.
Oh, okay.
So you can pull it up and prop it open, and mm-hmm. you can be, like, nature. The guy was like, yeah, you know, you can even leave this open at night to sleep, like, let the air in, whatever. Like, it's very safe property, blah, blah. Wow, we're okay. Like, yeah, right. I would never, like.
Honestly.
Ma'am, no.
That's how people get murdered.
Precisely. So, whatever. We settle in. Everything's chill. We go get food. We come back. Everything's fine. We kill the bugs. Mercedes has to kill the bugs. I can't kill them. They're scary. And so, nighttime falls. All of a sudden, it all changes. The vibes are no longer vibey.
Oh.
It's a little scary. So, we're just, like, sitting in silence. We have no Wi-Fi. We have barely any service. Like, I could text, but I would get everything very delayed.
Mm.
And so, we're like, okay, so what do we do? Like, we listen to, like, a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, we start listening to And That's Why We Drink,
which
is fine. So, we have it on as, like, white noise. Everything's trill. And then, finally, we go to bed. We turn off all the lights. And there's just glass everywhere. It's just open. And we're just, like, staring out into the wilderness.
And the wilderness, stares back.
Yeah. There was, like, a weird noise that we couldn't figure out what it was, but we later found out it was a train that went by, like, every 30 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was very loud. So, finally, we go to bed. And we're, like, laying in there. I can't fall asleep because I usually can't fall asleep in foreign places. Yeah. Especially ones where I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
By, like, just me and her.
Okay.
Well. And so we're laying there and something falls.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, what the fuck was that? But I get up because I'm brave. So I get up and I go look in, like, the little like, sink area. Mm-hmm. I go look in the restroom. Nothing has fallen.
What the fuck?
So I go back and I lay down. And I'm like, okay. And I try to go back to bed. I could not sleep the entire night. I was on edge. Like, both of us. We could not sleep. And it would get indescribably hot, but just in the bed.
Oh.
Like, just the bed got very, very hot. And but we thought, like, oh, the AC wasn't all the way on.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. We finally, by, like, I think it was, like, 6-ish, the sun started coming up. I was able to go to sleep.
Wow, really? It was that bad? You did not sleep at all during the night?
I fell asleep, but I kept waking up.
Oh, wow.
And when I woke up, my hair was all, like,
sweaty?
Because I was sweating.
Jesus.
And so, like, I finally woke up, I think, around 9, because Mercedes was opening the...
She was working out.
The little door, yeah. And so she goes outside, and she finds a bat. A baby bat.
Aww.
It was deceased.
Oh, is that what fell?
No, because what fell was inside.
Oh, wow.
That was by the door, so we would have heard it, like, coming this way.
Yeah.
And then there was another baby bat. Uh-huh. That one was alive. It hissed at her. No, it didn't, but it was like, get off.
Oh, my God.
So, whatever. She works out. We go about our day. We get ready. Whatever. And we decide we're going to get fucked up.
Whoa.
So, we start pouring wine, and then we started popping champagne.
Beautiful.
Yes. We get fucked up.
Wow.
And by we, probably mostly me.
So God, like, I created you in my image.
You really did. So we're like, no one's leaving this place until we're fucked up.
Yes.
So we get hella fucking fucked. And then finally we're like, let's go on an adventure. So then we go see the trails. We go see the goats. The goats were wonderful. I love them.
Love it.
Vibes were so sick.
Mm-hmm.
We go get food. Mind you, it's like around 7. We go get food.
Mm-hmm.
We bring it back. There's a grasshopper eating the dead baby bat, which is disgusting.
Oh, come
and
on.
A ton of lady, like, daddy long legs.
You.
Like, eating, like, and they the walk baby. So creepy.
Oh, God.
I was disgusted the entire time.
Oh, my God.
And it was gross. So we went inside. Everything's chill. We're playing. At this rate, I have come down from my drunkenness.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm just, like, vibing. And I'm like, I'm starting not to feel that great.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, we're doing a puzzle. Everything's chill. And I'm very tired.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, we're like, okay, let's go to bed. We have And That's Why We Drink is on.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about the, like, the super bizarre death of this guy who fell through a roof. But the roof hole isn't big enough for him to fall through. And his shins were broken the wrong way.
What?
And it's very weird. And, like, we're in the dark.
Uh-huh.
And I'm listening to this, and I'm just like, and I don't know why, but it creeped me out.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And so, we're chilling. Something falls.
Again?
Again. This time, I don't get up, because I don't know why, but I was scared.
Uh-huh.
So, whatever. We go back to, like, we try to go back to sleep. The podcast is on, like, low in the background. Mm-hmm. And, God, I hated this. So, I'm literally asleep. Mm-hmm. I fell asleep, finally. Something bangs against the side of the house.
No, what the fuck?
The loudest bang. The only thing that I could honestly picture in my head was, you know, Skunk Ape?
No.
Skunk Ape is like another variation of Bigfoot. And oh, what he does is he throws mud at you.
What?
And the only thing I could picture in my head is someone throwing something against the fucking house so hard. It was so loud. It woke me up. Like, it scared the shit out of me.
Jesus Christ.
And we just, like, lay there and we're like, what the fuck was that? And so we text the owner. Uh-huh. But I guess he was asleep, too, obviously. Mm-hmm. It was, like, 2, 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And, like, after that, I just kind of lay there. I was just, like, trying to go back to sleep, and I couldn't. And then I went back to sleep, and I woke up at 3 in the morning, burning balls.
Jesus.
The bed would get so hot, like sweating.
Oh my god.
Like the entire time that we were there, we could not sleep. Like we felt like we went there for relaxing and shit. Yeah. We were on edge the entire time.
You came back stressed.
We came back so stressed.
Jesus.
The vibes at night were just weird.
Interesting.
It shifted. There was something there. Now I'm not saying like it's haunted, but there was like something weird there.
Energy.
A demon. But, like, the thing was, during the day, it was fine.
Oh, wow.
It was so nice. It was so nice and light and airy and great. Mm-hmm. And as soon as it turned dark, completely different.
Oh, my God. That's scary.
Yes. No. And literally, when I came back home, I was so tired. I knocked out when I got home because it was during the daytime. Mm-hmm. But when it came around to nighttime, I was, like, on edge because mm-hmm. I thought something was going to happen.
I know.
And Mercedes said the same, too.
Oh, God.
It was, like, a weird vibe. She's like, bro, what if we were possessed? I was like, don't say that.
Oh,
that
my God. Insane. You have something clinging on to you.
Oh, my God. No.
No. Vea que te hagan una limpia or something.
No, but, like, dead ass. Like, it was so strange.
That sounds strange. Like, did you have, like, a weird thing when, like, we went to, like, Mercedes's, like, birthday thing?
No, I don't think so.
Because, I mean, I know you had that weird thing when we went to Austin as well, mm-hmm. where you swore, like, someone was watching us.
I did see that. That one did. But at Mercedes' lake house, I don't think anything happened there. Other than the weird stuffed ducks. That was weird.
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, at that point, it's like, what if you're just, like, sensitive to that shit?
I don't know.
What if you can see spirits?
But it wasn't like just me, though. Oh, my God. I don't know what that is, but oh, my God.
It's weep.
But, like it would be one thing if it was just me, but no, it was her, too. Both, like, she both sensed, like, we both sensed, like, the weird vibe.
The vibe. Oh, my God. You know what I thought about when you said that something hit the wall? What if someone purposefully threw something at the wall, hoping that you'd come out and check?
Stop. That is terrifying. Ooh.
I don't know.
And the worst part is that there was all windows. So, whoever... Like, let's say someone did do that. They could see straight into our fucking room.
Oh, my God. No.
Yeah, like, I thought there would at least be, like, a curtain that you could, like, roll down. But no, the whole thing is just open window.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think that's safe because, I mean, you have other campers there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was campers. There was glampers.
Yeah. So, like, at that point, it's like, is it safe to, like, fucking open the thing and sleep in the outdoor?
No.
Like, hello?
There's bugs.
Yeah, there's bugs. And then you don't know who the campers are.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, what if you get murdered?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you that I had a good time. But honestly, I was mostly, like, freaked out.
Oh, God. That's scary.
Yeah, we're not like that. Cottagecore, done.
Wow, okay.
My mom's like, wow, you finally realized that farm life isn't for you?
I'm fucking
dead. And I was like, why would you say that?
I feel like farm life could be for me.
I think it could be for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have my farm and I'll visit.
Okay. Well, I mean, honestly, I think it might have just been that farm. Because, like, any time that I've, like, stayed, like, at my grandparents' place, or my place, technically, I didn't feel anything like that. It was just a bunch of animals, cows, mm-hmm. sheep, goat, chickens. It's like, wow.
I don't know, dude. Like... I wish you would have been there to, like, understand what it felt like in that room at night.
I'd have probably just, like, knocked out.
Probably.
Me. Yes, Soy Boy's here with me.
Freaking dead. Woo. I don't know. I hated it.
I'm dead.
But yeah.
Sounds very scary.
That was my experience.
That's a very scary experience, Thank Kren. You. It's very in time for Halloween.
Yeah.
You know what else is in time for Halloween?
Tell us.
Our listeners.
Spooky story extravaganza.
Yes. Yes. We're doing it again this year, boys.
Yeah, I mean, if y'all submit.
Yes. We're not going to fucking... Okay, here, we talked about it. It would be, like, awesome to do it a third year in a row. Like, you know, give you guys a chance for to talk to us, to, you know...
Tell us your spooky stories.
Get some one-star podcast fame. Like, guys, this is your time. This is the only time of the year where you guys can submit your stories, creepy shit that's happening to you.
Yeah.
Either, like, something spooky, like ghosts, like what happened to Ken, or, like, some, I don't know, some true crime shit. Like, someone break into your house. Or
anything you want to submit to us.
Anything you want. We'll fucking...
We'll talk about it. Give us permission to.
Yes. That being said... If we don't get at least 6 stories, we will be scrapping
the idea
of our third annual spooky extravaganza.
Yes.
So we don't want to, but if you guys don't
give us anything to work with, there's nothing we can do.
Yes. So, I mean, we'll be reminding people in the next 2 episodes that we release before October, which, by the way, the schedule should be, we'll have an episode up Wednesday, October the 7th, and another episode on Wednesday, October the 21st.
Loves it.
And then we'll have...
Darren After Dark and Spooky Extravaganza.
Yes. And that'll be on Saturday, the 31st. Yes. So that's the way it's going to go this month.
Yeah. Let us know what your plans are.
Yeah, that too. Because we're fucking ready. Not only third annual... Spooky Extravaganza.
Yes.
I blanked out. It's also our third annual trip to Creepy Hollow, to haunted houses. So if our friend
finally takes us.
I mean, he's taking us every year.
Yeah. I mean, I doubt he's going to, like, let us down this year.
Yeah, I doubt
it. But if he does,
we're going to be sad.
It's on site.
It's like, we're going to do that. And then if he doesn't take us this weekend, because this weekend's the opening night and it's not as busy. We're going to say, fuck it. We have the technology. We have the cars. We're going to fucking go...
to another haunted house.
Yeah, we're going to go to Phobia Haunted House. Now located on Beltway.
Yes.
God, I love those commercials.
And then we're also going to go to... what was it called?
Dewberry Farms. We're going to... like, you know how in Kinder you take a field trip to the farm?
Yeah.
In October? Yeah, we're doing that.
I went to Old McDonald's farm.
I think that's maybe what Woodlands. I went to. I don't know if that was what I went
not
to.
The Woodlands, like Atascocita.
Oh. I remember going on a field trip. It was big farm.
Turkeys.
I remember I rode a pony. There's a picture of me on the pony.
I love ponies.
Me too. And then I remember there was this barn, and it had like a loft, and we all climbed up to the loft. What? And there was like a rope that we could grab onto, and we could swing off and fall into like a hay, like big pile of hay.
What?
It was so fun. Oh my God. I wish I could have done it twice.
I'm dead.
But only once, because we were like a class of like 17 kids.
Man, fuck that.
Yeah, for real. Fuck them kids. But that concludes.
No, it does not.
Oh, no. Oh, tell me.
We have the dream.
Oh, tell me about your dream. Yeah, you said you had a weird-ass dream.
I had a weird-ass dream involving one of you great listeners.
Yes.
So, in this dream, Dan and I, we're on a hunt for Halloween decorations.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm like, you know what? I need a door cover for my home for Halloween. So, we go to Fiesta.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Fiesta. Fiesta has hella fucking Halloween decorations. I was like, bro, fuck yeah. But they did not have... the fucking door covers. So I was like, okay, where else can we go? So we held this thing. I don't know what it was, but we were holding this thing. And this thing would take us to places so we didn't have to drive there. So if we held this thing, we could go to, like, a different state.
And teleport.
In that moment, yes.
Yes.
So we held the thingy thing. We ended up somewhere. We run into Ghost Boy.
Yes, Cody.
Yes. We run into him, and he's like, hey, what's up? Like, what are y'all doing here? And I'm like, yo, we're shopping for fucking door decoration things. And he was like, oh, I know this really sick Halloween store, but it's not in this town. And we're like, and Dan's like, no, tell us where. We have the technology to do so. So he tells us, like, where, and we're like, perfect, Excelsior. So then we, like, time travel or whatever the fuck to the other place.
Teleport,
yes. We teleport to a gigantic Family Dollar. And we go inside, and I was like, bro, fuck yeah. So we go in, and Dan and, like, Edgar at this point go and, like, look at things. And then I'm like, this lady is like, oh, do you need help with anything? And I was like, yeah, I do, actually. I'm looking for, like, a door, Halloween door cover thing. And she was like, yeah, totally. Like, let's go look at some options. And she's, like, showing me, like, these door thingies. And I was like, none of these are very creepy, but I found one that was very fall-themed. And I was like, you know what? My mom would love this. Yes, let's have it. And I was like, Dan.
Yeah.
And then Dan came over. And all of a sudden, we were at Chipotle.
Yes.
And I was like, ah, yes, I'm very hungry.
Chipotle is my life.
Yeah. And so Dan's, like, getting her bowl of food or whatever. And I'm, like, trying to make my bowl of food, but for some reason I cannot find the Spanish rice. And I was very upset by this. And I look over, and Dan's checking out, and she dips. And I was like, what the fuck? Why would you do that?
I'm in a line, bro. You don't have to. Just tell me you want the rice. Where is
the rice? It looked like a buffet. And I was trying to find the refried beans, and I could not find them. And I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever experienced. And then I woke up, and I was like, man, I fucking hate that bitch. Like, that one dream that I had where you pissed me off.
Yeah.
And I woke up mad at you.
And I was like, oh, I'm glad I didn't fucking come over to see you first thing in the morning. Yeah, then.
For like 2 hours, I was pissed at her. I was so annoyed. Like, she said something, and I was like, shut up.
It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
I'm sorry. But anyway, yes, now this concludes Darren After Dark.
Darren After Dark, yay.
Yes. Yay. Now, send in your stories. Don't forget.
Send it. We're not going to do it if you don't send it.
Yes, we're not going to do it if you don't send it. Social media, kills_chills. Email, kills@gmail.com. Hit us up. If you want our personals,
Damien_Beast on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, and Ken Lore, the O is a zero on Twitter.
And Instagram.
But the three, there's also a three in there. I don't know.
I'm fucking dead.
You'll figure it out.
She's in there. I tweeted her all the time, so you'll find her.
Yeah, you'll find me. But yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, perfect.
We'll see you guys later.
On the 7th. Bye.
Like...